Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Are you good? Are you well? Do you have a good weekend? As jy bille fan is, sê jy baie goeie naweek gehad. Oh man, ek sal vir jou sê, lekker gekuier in die naweek, lekker reënerige, modderige laaveld gewees. So I test drove a double cab this weekend, right? So I decided that that for all practical purposes is probably the kind of vehicle I should have.
Jy het laasweek gesê, jy gaan teen einde laasweek al gaan beslei.
I know. So I gave myself another weekend. And one of my favorite brands in the world then kindly, gave me one to test drive the weekend. And how happy was I that I test drove a Bucky this weekend, a 4x4 Bucky, because it actually got stuck in the mud and I had to use the 4x4.
Ooh.
And it whipped. And it was lacquer. Anyway, so I was taking pictures and I was about to post on Facebook when I realized... Except for myself, Martin, don't be that guy. Do not be that guy who posts pictures on Facebook of a car that you don't own yet or even may not be able to afford.
Mm-hmm.
More so, you must know those people, right? Who then posts pictures of a car that they want and then asks God for that car. Or when they get the car... I'm sorry, am I being wrong? You can ask your grandmother about this. Ek weet sy's 'n goeie mens. Sy's 'n goeie kerks mens. Just correct me if I'm wrong. Liesel, does God want you to have a bucky, a double cab?
I'm going to ask this to Laurie. I'll call a friend.
Please, ask your grandmother for me. Ek weet sy's 'n goeie kerks mens.
Yeah.
Do you know those people on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
That have a picture next to the car?
Yes.
And then thanks the good Lord for the car. I don't know. I'm not sure. Does he want that for you?
Martin, stop.
I'm asking because I don't know. I have questions about people on Facebook.
You're judging people.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I judge.
Of course.
There are different types. Okay, to be fair. Okay, to make this fair and square, we all fall within a category on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Jy is a Facebook type of jy het wel weet of nie. Right?
Okay.
I also fall under the category of the person who doesn't proofread their posts. Right?
You even made me do a mini snort there. I was like, whoops.
You know those people.
Jelle breek my.
The anti-proofreader.
Yes.
Ooh.
This person would benefit greatly from the spell check, of course, and doesn't. Mm-hmm. And then you realize days later when you read the thing that it makes no sense. And then you question the people who like the post. Like, I don't even know you that well.
You're like, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
Which person are you on Facebook? I don't use
Facebook in 2019. But the person that I always judge on social media and Facebook is the person that subposts their ex or their lover or their husband.
Yeah,
that person. Yay, Mark. But you don't add the person.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So you're
having your whole soapy on your page. But you don't tag them. And we all know who you're talking about. All of us.
I caught you. Okay, Mariki V. What Anea, or what happened? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now we must all say hi, Shane. What did happen? Moenie so vol nie.
My worst is just checked into the hospital. Picture on bed with dripping arm. Head up.
What happened?
What's wrong? Can we just be honest with me this morning and just complete this list? There are lists of people, types of people on Facebook, and we all kind of fall into some kind of category. 084-850-0942-084-850-0942 of post op, well, ons Facebook platform.
So what ticks me about these Facebook posts is people posting very depressive stuff, and then you ask them what's wrong, and they're like, no, I can't put it on here. Or like you actually have people that post the pictures of them in hospital with a drip in the arm.
That's
and
the
then
one.
You're like, oh, Shane, what's wrong? I was like, I'll private message you. Like, why the hell are you posting it on Facebook if you're going to private message me anyways about it? Like, seriously, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's attention-seeking behavior. It really, really is. It's highly annoying. And then sometimes they add the drip in their arm because of no real good reason either.
Nothing.
Vitamin drip.
Hi, Martin and Span. Ja, die mense op Facebook wat elke, ek wil amper sê week, never mind, maand, the love of my life gevind het, ons gaan trouw en die relationship status verander. Soveel keers is wat ek my toiletpapier verander.
I'm telling you now, Sissy gaan trouw. Wanneer het jy ontmoet? Ja, laas week. Maar ons gaan nou trouw.
Wat my die meeste irriteer op Facebook is die mense wat jy ken. Nou post hulle goed van, dis goed om loyaal te wees. Maar dit is die eindste mense wat rondneek in hulle verhouding.
Something tells me that she's oddly specific. She's talking about someone
but so I can attest to that. You posting about the love of your life and your marriage and being married for 7 years, maar dan DM jy vir my en vir hallo sexy, hoe gaan het daar? Kan ek jou uitvat? And I'm like...
Or my absolute worst is people who are public about their affairs. I mean, not affairs. People who are public about their relationships. People that are public about their children. People that are public about their married life. Mm-hmm. And then when someone has to say something about it, it means the kind of nitty eight means the crop and my soccer. You are putting it out there. If you don't want people to know, do not post about it.
There's three types of Facebook profiles that I hate so much. The first profile is that chick that always has to post everything she does.
Look at the breakfast I'm having. It's so healthy. No sugar, no calories.
It's like, who cares what you ate in the morning? And then you get the gym buffs, like, hey, look at me, I got an extra line in my armpit, bro. And then the third one is,
I'm so in love with him, like, hashtag my sweetheart, love of my life. And then half an hour later, it's like, I hate you so much, I don't want to talk to you again, block.
We broke up, it's over, after a week. Love the accent.
Yeah, I love that he reads in voices.
Sure. We all do. Do you read in your voice though, or that person's voice?
No, that person.
That person's voice, that correct. Person.
Martin, definitely. Another thing that grates me, these people that blatantly post animal cruelty posts with a link to see how badly the dogs, the cats, etc. are being treated. Seriously, keep that off my Facebook post. I don't want to see it. I am an animal lover and I don't want to see it. There's nothing I can do about it, so just keep it away.
Unless, of course, there is something you can do about it. Some of those posts, I don't want to burst your bubble, but some of those posts jolt some people into action. It really does and has had some kind of success in stopping certain things because people are ignorant. People go to places, come back with pictures where they were riding some elephant or they were on the back of some camel which looks like it's about to die and then just died after the picture. Hulle gaan nog steeds daai foto post even though they know by now that it's cruel. So, I hear you yes or no, but you get the types where every single post is that.
Oeh, julle, wat my klein twinkie se nerf in irriteer is as elke persoon op Facebook incheck. Maak nie saak waar toe hulle gaan nie. Checked in. Goeie genigtig man kry 'n regte lewe.
I always wonder, are those the people that they want you to know where they are at a hotel or a gym? Like,
Or a fancy restaurant.
Are they putting it out there?
Hallo julle. Op Facebook kry ons al daai mense wat vra, wie kan vir my sê wat se tipe slang die is? En dan kry al daai ou in die comments wat braaf probeer lyk en klink en sê dis 'n dooie ene. Regtig bil, as ons geweet het hy is dood. Dan sou ons hom
gepost het. Ek sweer, wat se tipe spinnekop is dit? Wat se tipe slang is dit? En dan sal altyd een comment, 'n grootte. Oh, ek moet nou. Thank you so much. Keep it going, please. Make the list on Facebook because it's going to be funny that way and ironic. The different types of people on Facebook. Breakfast with Martin Bester on Facebook. Coming up, Venners.
Wake up. Roll out of bed in the morning
with Martin Bester.